Radio St. Pete is pleased to have our dear friend Ron Regan. He is an amazing, he does so much good in town. He's a musician. Fiona and I, she's also here with us, Fiona Frenchet, had the pleasure of joining Ron at the Suncoast Jazz Festival. And Ron is part of SAGES as well. We're going to talk with the principals of SAGES in a few minutes. Ron, tell us what you're doing and how you got involved with all these things. And then tell us about Suncoast Jazz Festival, because it's coming up again.
Yeah. Well, Christine and I have known each other for several years, about 12 years. And when she started SAGES group, she asked me if I could join. And I had a time commitment problem. And then after COVID, I all of a sudden had more time on my hands. So I got active with SAGES, and that's a lot of fun because it's about seniors and senior situations kind of a thing, and it's a lot of fun. And we actually have something, she's going to tell you, but we have something new this year. We're going to have singers singing as people come in, like 20 minutes before the show starts.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and I'm able to do that, so I'm going to be singing and playing the guitar.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, really? Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Now, you do a lot of other singing and playing with guitar as well as publicizing musical events. Tell us a little bit about that, Ron.
I started singing. I have a long story, but I'm a solo singer. I play the guitar and I sing. And I've been singing at assisted living facilities. I've been doing that for several years. I really enjoy doing that because it's they're a great audience. They are a really great audience.
Are.
Very appreciative of people coming
so
in. You know, doing
and they're
so.
Up.
And they're
bring
up.
Bring them up.
Yes, I learned the hard way that, you don't sing sad songs
no.
to these people. And no. never, ever sing... And now the end is near.
No, faux pas. They want a party.
They want a party, and that is really something wonderful. Ron, give us a glimpse of what's going to go on this year at the Suncoast Jazz Festival. Fiona and I could not sit down.
No, we could not.
We danced the whole time.
It is. Oh, yes. I'm glad you mentioned that. But, the date is set November 22nd through the 24th. It's the weekend before Thanksgiving. It's going to be at the Sheraton Sand Key. That's where we usually have it.
I love that location.
And we have, I'm going to forget who the new musicians are, but we have Nate Najjar and Danielle Soledad are coming back. Dave Bennett is coming back.
Probably La Lucha.
We're not sure about La Lucha. But, those guys are all flexible. So they'll
pop in different scenarios.
Absolutely, yeah. James Suggs is going to be with us this year.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah. And
and who is the executive director who does? She's a little shy, but she does so much good for all of us.
Oh, Joan Dragon. Yeah, and she is. She is just a wonderful person. And she actually owns the Wildflower Cafe in Clearwater.
Oh.
So she's kind of tied to that, you know. But she loves jazz. She loves classic jazz. And that was the whole idea of setting up the Suncoast Jazz Festival, is to stick to as much classic jazz as we can. And so that's what that's about.
And the website is?
SuncoastJazzFestival.com.
So you heard it all here. Look forward to having Ron back in studio.